So happy Radhashtami to everyone. Today is Srimati Radharani's appearance day. Radha Ashtami, Janmashtami, then Radhashtami. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya. Naran chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasatim vyasam. Tato jaya mudirai. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, since today is Radhashtami, Radharani's appearance day, so we are going to discuss a very special verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, in the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam, although Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, is describing Krishna's pastimes, but there is no direct mention of Srimati Radharani in Bhagavatam. We find an indirect mention, and that is this verse. So this verse goes like, Anayaradhita Nunam, Anayaradhito Nunam, Bhagavan Harir Ishwaraha, Janno Bihayo Govinda, Prita Yam Anayad Raha. The meaning of this verse is, translation is, certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Govinda, of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. So this is from the 10th canto, 30th chapter. This is Gopi's search for Krishna. Krishna was dancing. Krishna invited all the gopis to the forest of Vrindavan in the middle of the night by playing his flute. And the gopis, in whichever condition they all were in, they left everything and came to Krishna. And that is the attraction. That is how attractive Krishna is. When Krishna attracts, then we cannot maintain any other attachment. There are various attachments. There are attachment for wife, for the husband. For a wife, that she is attached to her husband. For the mother, she is attached to her child. The daughters attached to the father. The regular ladies in the, they are attached to their superiors. So they are serving them according to their attachment. So now when Krishna called, they left all those attachments. The wife was serving the husband, she dropped her husband and left. The mother was serving the child, taking care of the child, she dropped the child and ran for Krishna. The other girls were serving the superiors of the family. Left them in. In that respect, we can also consider Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a very rich person. And he was the only son, only child of the family. Very wealthy family. The only child, only son. And he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he used to run away from home to meet, go to Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but the father used to send his men and catch him and bring him back. Then he was married to, they married her to a very beautiful girl. But still, Raghunath Das Goswami ran away from home. So this time, the mother said that, look, told his father, that this time when you catch him, tie him up with a chain so that he can't run away. His father said that when one becomes at, the father said, the wealth like that of Indra, a beautiful wife like that of an Apsara, and they couldn't tie him up. Do you think a mere chain is going to tie him up, tie him down? And he says that this is what happens when one becomes attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. Nothing can actually bring him into the material nature, material relationship. So this we see in the behavior of Krishna's devotees in general. We saw Raghunath Das Goswami, so many, Narottam Das Thakur also, son of a king, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were very wealthy, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Even we saw so many kings, monarchs, left everything and went in search for Krishna. So in this way, when Krishna plays his flute and when one listens to Krishna's flutes, that's the end of his materialistic life. That's the end of his attachment to other things. Wife, husband, father, mother, daughter, son, material possessions. Not only Krishna's flute, anything of Krishna is all attractive. Krishna's form is all attractive. Krishna's flute is all attractive. Sound of Krishna's flute. Krishna's speech, Bhagavad Gita, is all attractive. Like you read Bhagavad Gita, then what happens? If you properly understand Bhagavad Gita, meaning when you properly hear Bhagavad Gita as it is spoken by Krishna and the way it is understood by Arjuna, the end of materialistic life. So that is actually the spiritual attraction. There is also one verse, I think, by Raghunath Das Goswami himself, that if you are still attached to your wife, children, household, don't go near Keshi Ghat. Don't go near Keshi Ghat. Because then all those attachments will be completely finished. So don't go there. If you are interested to remain attached to the materialistic relationship, then don't go near Krishna. He's kind of saying it in a humorous way, but the point is, attraction to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. So when you get the opportunity to become attracted to Krishna, drop everything else. So that is what we always find. So here, the gopis came just by listening to Krishna's flute. And they were dancing with Krishna. But then all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared. And the gopis, can you imagine what kind of joy it was? They're dancing, these gopis are dancing with Krishna. Not just seeing Krishna. They're dancing with him. They're holding him. They're embracing him. They're just, it's so close to Krishna. They're, and then all of a sudden Krishna is gone. Can you imagine like what kind of ecstasy it was? And what happened when they lost? Like when you get something very valuable, very desirable, and then all of a sudden you lose that, how do you feel? A common example, a simple example can be, generally everyone is attached to money, isn't it? Everyone wants money. And so somebody gets the message. He gets a check. He won the lottery. And he got 10 crores of rupees in a lottery. How he must be feeling? He got 10 crores from nowhere. I mean, he must be dreaming, like he'll buy this house, he'll buy that car, he will go here, there, he'll give so much money to his son, so much money to his daughter, he'll find the best husband for his daughter and give him so much dowry. Just by getting that check, he's already dreaming in such a way. And then comes another letter. Sorry, that was a mistake. The number that we got was wrong, actually. How will he feel at that time? So here we can imagine how the gopis are feeling and how they felt when Krishna just left. So they were searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. And they're discussing among themselves. And this at that time, they actually said this verse. That the girl, the gopi that Krishna left with, Krishna was, she must be very special. And what makes someone special to Krishna? And this is an important thing to consider. What makes someone special to Krishna? Does education make someone special to Krishna? Does money, wealth make someone to Krishna? Does beautiful look make someone special to Krishna? Then what makes someone special to Krishna? Devotional service. Devotional service. Aradhana. Aradhana. Worship. That's the only thing that actually matters to Krishna. Otherwise, What does Krishna lack? Money may be very important to us, but money doesn't mean anything to Krishna. Our learning may mean something to us and others. That doesn't matter to Krishna. What really matters to Krishna? Devotion. So the gopis are saying that this gopi that Krishna left with must be a very, very special with her devotion. Anaya Radhita. So Anaya, Anaya means by her. By her, Anaya, by her. Aradhita means perfectly worshipped. Aradhana, Aradhana from Aradhana, the one who does Aradhana is Aradhita. Worshipped. Worship and worshipped. Nunang, certainly. Nunang, certainly. Anaya, Aradhita, Nunang, certainly. This Anaya, this particular gopis, Aradhana, was certainly very special. Bhagavan Harir Ishvara. Simple, this to understand. Bhagavan Harshi Hari Ishvara. Janno Bihayo Govinda. Janno, na means us, jat, inasmuch as bihaya. Bihaya means living. Janno bihaya Govinda prito yam anayadraha. Prita means pleased. Yam, whom? Anayat, led Raha to a secluded place. So, certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda. Since he was so pleased with her, that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. That is the meaning of the verse. So what they are saying here, the gopi that Krishna left with, Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. He left all of them and went with her. Actually, she left first. She was upset with Krishna. And when she left, Krishna also went following her. So that's what they're saying here, that who is that girl? Anaya Aradhita. By her, very, very special, the best devotional service. She's the best devotee. That's what ultimately, it's being proved here. She is the best of all devotees. So that is the position of Srimati Radharani. By Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we got to know so many things, right? First thing we got to know, who is Krishna? Did you get to know who Krishna is? How many of you got to know who Krishna is? How did you get to know who Krishna is? Or did your grandmother tell you? Grandmother may have said things, but she may have told us stories about Krishna, but never really gave the proper understanding who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, the problem that we are facing here today in India, although it's the Dharma Kshetra, land of Dharma, Krishna comes here and performs pastimes. The biggest problem in today's India in the spiritual domain, impersonalism. God doesn't have any form. So God doesn't have any form, then what's the importance of Krishna? Right? God doesn't have any form. That is light. God is light. God is this. God is that. That means God doesn't have a form. God is not a person. So that is why we do not recognize, even though we hear Krishna Bhagavan, Krishna Bhagavan, but we don't recognize that Krishna is Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan is not a person. And he takes various forms. Bhagavan this, Bhagavan that. There are so many, in all over India there are so many Bhagavans. Sai Bhagavan, Chinmay Bhagavan, Rajneesh Bhagavan. So there are so many Bhagavan, therefore Ramakrishna Bhagavan. So Krishna Bhagavan. So that is the main problem in today's India. Like, I'm saying it because I was a victim of that misconception myself. It never occurred to me that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And when we came to Ujjain, we saw that is actually not only Ujjain, everywhere that's the problem. All were impersonalists. Bhagavan nirakar hai. Nirakar hai. Nirakar ka matlab, Bhagavan ka akar nahi hai. To Krishna to agar akar nahi hai, agar akar nahi hai, to Bhagavan aise vyaktitva hum kaise manenge? Krishna Bhagavan hai, Ramchandra Bhagavan hai. Very fortunately we came across Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Didn't that change the course of our life? It's simply due to Prabhupada's teachings that we came to the right understanding. And what is the right understanding? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavan. Does Bhagavan have form? Yes, Bhagavan has form. If you have form, your dada has form, your grandfather has form, so why Krishna shouldn't have a form? Why Bhagavan shouldn't have form? That's how Ramanujacharya defeated Shankara. This misconception is actually due to Shankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy. But Ramanujacharya defeated that. If you have form and Bhagavan doesn't have form, then you are superior to Bhagavan because you have something that Bhagavan doesn't have. Isn't it a very simple logic? I have money. Bhagavan doesn't have money. Therefore, I am superior to Bhagavan. I have form, Bhagavan doesn't have form, therefore I am superior to Bhagavan. So this is one of the logic that he smashed Shankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy. So Prabhupada actually came to smash Mayavad, Nirvishesha Shunnavadi. Mayavad means Nirvisheshvad. Shunnavad means Buddhism. Chaitanya Srila Prabhupada came to smash that. Nirvishesha Shunnavada Paschatta Desha Tarine. Prabhupada has destroyed it. Tarine. Drove away. But from Paschatta Desha. But India has been left behind. India did not receive Prabhupada's mercy. But now India is receiving Prabhupada's mercy. And that's why Krishna consciousness is spreading in India very nicely. Prabhupada could not do it himself, but Prabhupada left his books. And the books are working. Prabhupada's devotees are working. Prabhupada's teaching is spreading. यहाँ कितने उज्जैन वासी हैं? हाथ उठाइए. आप लोग पहले क्या निराकारवादी थे या साकारवादी थे? कौन कौन निराकारवादी थे? कोई हाथ नहीं उठ रहा है. निराकार का मतलब क्या पता है? पहले ठीक है, कौन साकारवादी थे पहले? अच्छा, राघव पंडित हाट उठाया क्या? तुम तो कट्टर निराकारवादी थे. अभी साकारवादी बन चुके हैं. यही बात है. ड्यू टू श्रील प्रभुपाद मर्सी वी गॉट टू नो हु कृष्णा इज. इट्स नॉट ओनली कृष्णा हैज इज साकार, बट कृष्णा इज भगवान. भगवान मीन्स Krishna is the supreme creator. Krishna is the supreme maintainer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. That is what we get to know from Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Then you go further. What did we hear? Krishna is the enjoyer and we are also enjoyer. We are enjoyers here. Everybody is trying to enjoy. But what we are trying to enjoy? We are trying to enjoy through this body. And what did Prabhupada actually point out? That actually we are trying to imitate Krishna. Krishna is very merciful. When Krishna saw that we wanted to be like him, Krishna is so merciful, he said, okay, be like me. If that is what you desire, I'll fulfill your desire. Jadrishi bhavanar jasya siddhir bhavati tadrishi. As one desires, accordingly he gets. So we desired to become the supreme enjoyer. We desired to become the enjoyer. Krishna said, fine. But that won't happen in the spiritual world. Because the spiritual world is the world of satya, vishuddha satya, pure goodness. In the pure goodness, there is absolute truth. Now, if we are not enjoyer, but if we are trying to become an enjoyer, and if we get an opportunity to become enjoyer, can it happen in reality, in truth? No. Therefore, there was a need for another world. And Krishna created this world. Go. Try to enjoy. But as we try to enjoy in this material nature, in this world, the world of illusory world, world of illusion, we are not enjoyer, nor we are able to enjoy. But in this world, we are getting an impression, we're getting an opportunity to think that we are enjoyers and we can enjoy. But if we are trying to get something where it is not available, can we ever get that? Is that point clear? If we are trying to get something, but if it is not available there, can we ever get it? Say, for example, we want money, but in a box where there is, or a place where there is no money, no matter how hard we try, can we get money there? Or another example that is very common in that sense, like a mirage. Mirage gives the impression of water. But is there water? So no matter how much we run after the mirage, can we ever get water? So similarly, in this world, there is no enjoyment possible. But we are thinking that it is possible to enjoy here. Then can we ever be successful? Can we ever be successful? Or can we ever enjoy? Okay. Now, if we want something and if we don't get it, then what happens? We suffer. So that is how this world, material nature, is a place of suffering. We are trying to get something that is not available, and we are making an effort to get that, and we cannot get. When we don't get that, we suffer. So that is why, that is the thing that we understood from Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Right? So, are we enjoyers? No. Therefore, if we try to enjoy, will it be right? No. Okay, then Prabhupada is providing us the information. Who is the enjoyer? Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. Now, this is the problem. What Krishna is doing in Vrindavan, we are trying to do that here and try to enjoy. Krishna is the controller. We are trying to become controller. Krishna is all-knowing. Here we are trying to know everything. Krishna is the enjoyer. We are trying to enjoy. Okay, now it's coming to that. Krishna's enjoyment has a very special feature. Enjoyment. Krishna has three important spiritual potency. First of all, Krishna has three types of potency, three types of energy. Internal, external, and marginal. This material nature is the external energy. Krishna's spiritual world is Krishna's internal potency. And we, the jivas, the living entities, are marginal. And now, in the internal potency, there are three aspects of Krishna. There are three types of energy. Sandhini, Sambit, and Ladini. There is an aspect of existence. The existence of everything is a result of Sandhini Shakti. There is consciousness. The consciousness is the result of Sambit Shakti. And there is enjoyment. And enjoyment is the result of Ladini Shakti. Krishna enjoys. Krishna's enjoyment is with Ladini Shakti. Prabhupada is mentioning, while discussing this point, Prabhupada is saying that this is a very, very complex subject. Very, very complex. Meaning it's difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. But at the same time, Prabhupada is explaining also. Prabhupada is giving us a warning first. It's a difficult to understand, but still I am trying to explain to you. So try to understand. Like, Krishna is the supreme enjoy. Krishna is anandamay. Krishna is joyful. Krishna is joyful. All the enjoyment, all the joy is with Krishna. But then, the source of Krishna's joy is Radharani. See, Krishna is anandamay, but Krishna's ananda is coming from Radharani. Radharani is the source of Krishna's joy. So this is the thing that we have to recognize, first of all. Then, what is the embodiment of Krishna and embodiment of Radharani? Krishna is a very handsome young boy. And Radharani is a very beautiful young girl. So that is Krishna's highest enjoyment. Or the gopis in Vrindavan. They all are very beautiful young girls. And Krishna's highest enjoyment is with them. Now, when we wanted to become like Krishna, Krishna said, okay, fine, I'll give you the form that I have. So we got a form like Krishna. And along with that, there is also the form of beautiful women. So Krishna is saying, fine, enjoy, try to enjoy. So this is how we are actually imitating Krishna. That is why it is very important that we recognize this fact and act with proper understanding. This material, first of all, this material nature is not a place for enjoyment. For we are not meant to enjoy in this way. There is enjoyment, but not in this way. Not, we do not enjoy by becoming an enjoyer. We enjoy by becoming enjoyed. When somebody, so anyway, so let us, therefore, it is so important to understand these facts that we are not enjoyers. We should not try to enjoy. And then we recognize, how is Krishna's enjoyment? How is Krishna's enjoyment? Radharani, Krishna is enjoying Radharani. But Radharani is Krishna's potency. So she is not something different from Krishna. She is Krishna himself. And that is why when Krishna and Radharani become one, Shaktiman and Shakti become one, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so important. Because when you understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then only we can properly understand Radha Krishna. We may understand Krishna, that is quite easy to understand in a way. Krishna can easily understand. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the supreme creator. He is the supreme maintainer. He is the supreme destroyer. He is supreme in everything. So that's easy to understand. But it's difficult to understand Radharani. Who is Radharani? Radharani is the one whose whole concern is how to give pleasure to Krishna. That is what Srimati Radharani is. And we can understand Radharani only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we won't be able to understand Srimati Radharani. As Vasu Ghosh sang, Jodi Gaur na hoi to, Gauri means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, tabe ki hoito kemone dhoritam de. If he didn't come, then what would have happened to me? How could I have prema rasu shima radharo mohima jagote janatoki? How could I have ever understood the glory of Srimati Radharani? Who is Srimati Radharani? How could we ever understand? So that's why we have to see that that the importance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to become a devotee. Actually, when we say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, we have to understand Radharani is teaching us how to become a devotee. Radharani is teaching us how to become a devotee. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so important. We are very fortunate that somehow or other we became connected to ISKCON. We are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada so mercifully gave this understanding through his books. And those books are available to everybody in all different languages. So it has become so easy to understand. And as Radharani's mercy, what is actually happening? She is telling us, come to Krishna. We don't want to go to Krishna. But Krishna wants us to come to him. And Radharani knows what Krishna wants. So Radharani is saying, come to Krishna. Why are you suffering here? Come to Krishna. Krishna wants you. Krishna is feeling so bad that you all have gone away from him. So just come back to Krishna. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani is saying, I will help you, don't worry. I'll help you. Come back to Krishna. So that is the message that we received from Srila Prabhupada. That is the mercy that we receive from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada has distributed it all over the world. And that's the good fortune that we have. And one thing also we have to recognize here, to understand this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become devotee of Krishna, we don't have to become very learned. We should not think, oh, I'm not so learned. No, it doesn't matter if we are not so learned. Or we are not so rich. Doesn't matter. We are not so aristocratic. No, it doesn't matter. This statement, this understanding has been very clear from Hanuman's statement. Hanuman is saying that we are monkeys. We don't have any high-class birth. We don't have any education. We don't have any money. And appearance-wise, you can see what we look like. But still, the Lord is bestowing His mercy upon us. Why? Devotion. So this is the point. In order to become a devotee, we don't need any qualification. We simply have to give what we have to Krishna. And what we have our consciousness. We are because we are conscious. So give the consciousness to Krishna. Become Krishna conscious. We have love. Give that love to Krishna. And then on top of that, if you have something, give it to Krishna. So this is all we have to do. Simply give what we have. We don't have to get something to give to Krishna. We simply can give what we already have. So that is how simple Krishna consciousness is. That's how wonderful Srimati Radharani's mercy is. Thank you very much once again. Very happy Radhashtami. Hare Krishna. And I also feel very happy that I had this opportunity to speak to you all about Srimati Radharani. This is one golden opportunity. I was thinking, as you all know, I'm having a treatment and I'm not supposed to talk, I'm not supposed to go out. But, you know, these are the restrictions. I mean, this treatment, according to Ayurvedic principles, this thing has to be followed. But anyway, I had the opportunity, but I took it upon myself. No, I'll speak. Give the class. Actually, that way I'm a very bad patient. Doctor says, but I do things that I want to do. While he started the treatment, this 5 days of treatment, the last 2 days I'm not supposed to take bath. But I said, to hell with this construction. How can I not take a bath? But also I can see that these precautions are necessary because they are actually protecting the patients, that the patients don't get into difficulty. Because I know that treatment I'm going through, like I had a treatment experience, I had this treatment once before and something went wrong with the treatment. And as a result of that, one after another, I'm getting difficulties. It's going on since then. Because what happened? The treatment didn't take this. The treatment was bringing out all the toxins, all the poisons in the body. And because the treatment went wrong, the poison didn't get out of the body. It remained in the body. It came out from the deeper recesses, but which was supposed to go out of the body, but it remained in the body. Therefore, it started to give me all kinds of problems. One after another. One of the worst thing I had was a thing called shingles. It's so painful. It's so painful. So I decided to take this treatment again to rectify that problem. And that's why I know, I'm taking this treatment for 5 days and it becomes more and more intense day after day, the treatment. Now, if I don't take complete the thing, if I stop in the middle, then I'll get into the same problem. Like, say, for example, if all of a sudden I develop fever and I can't take that treatment, then it'll remain incomplete and there'll be problems. So I understand why one should follow the doctor's advice. Especially when these advice are coming from the Shastra. Ayurveda is Veda. It's a Shastra. But what to do? I have my nature also. Sometimes I feel that that's a problem by being a guru. Being a guru, you give orders and you don't expect anyone to give you order. So when the doctor gives you order, you have difficulty accepting it. So anyway, I have to now go for the treatment. And go for the treatment means the doctor has to come. See if he is there. Open the door and see. Huh? Okay. So, okay, he'll prepare everything there. Okay, so a few minutes, we can take a few questions. Yes?
Compassionate nature of Krishna, transformation
of Krishna's love. Hmm.
So sometimes we feel more devotionally attracted towards Krishna as compared to Krishna. So is it a right attitude?
To become attracted to Radharani.
Devotionally attracted.
Very good. Yes. In that respect, we can recall something that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that those who are followers of Vishnu, they're Vaishnavas. Those who are followers of Krishna, they're Karshnas. And those who are followers of Radharani, they're Gauriyas. You see, by nature, we are followers of Radharani. Our mood is, this is one purpose Godbrother once told me, that we love Krishna because Radharani loves Krishna. If Radharani didn't love Krishna, we would have said, Krishna, you can go. Go to the... Yes, please go. So tell me when you are ready, Vinit. Yeah, so... yeah, we are the... Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Dhamer Sharup Sphuribe Nayone Hoibo Radharo Dashi. When I'll achieve my spiritual perfection and recognize the Dham, Krishna's abode, the Dham will become manifest in my eyes. And I'll become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So our goal is to become maid servants of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes some people think that we are chauvinistic. Chauvinistic means male dominant. And in simple words you can say, women hater. How can we be women hater when we ourselves want to become women? So, Krishna consciousness is what Srila Prabhupada gave is so wonderful. So, any other question? Is there any question in the internet? Okay, thank you very much. मैं समझा नहीं
जितना आकर्षण भारी चीजों पर है तो उतना आकर्षण कैसे कृष्ण
ओके ओके वेरी गुड वेरी गुड बाहर की वस्तु के प्रति आकर्षण क्यों है क्योंकि हम उसको भोग करना चाहते हैं इसलिए आकर्षण है तो हम जो वस्तु जो हमारे प्यारे हैं वो अगर हमको हम कृष्ण को दे देते हैं तो कृष्ण के प्रति आकर्षण उपजेगा है ना तो जिसके प्रति हमारा आकर्षण है वो सब कृष्ण को डाल दो कृष्ण को दे दो इदं कृष्णाय न मम हाँ हाँ भगवान के हाँ राधा रानी के पास मांगते रहो राधा रानी तो चाहते हैं तुम जाओ कृष्ण के ओर हाँ राधा रानी लेके जाना चाहते हैं हाँ तो तुम बोलो हम आपके पीछे पीछे चल रहा हूँ हाँ ओके थैंक यू यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन
Birth again. So even though isn't you? We may be knowing these things, but what we are missing are that tattvata. What is that?
Tattvata means the way Krishna is. Evang javeti tattvatah. That is the way Krishna's birth is. Is Krishna's birth like yours and mine? Is Krishna's activities like yours and mine? So that is understanding that in proper way is tattvata. That means Krishna can do anything. To understand that is tattvata. Krishna can do anything. We cannot question, oh, Krishna cannot do this. Or how is it possible to lift a mountain? Any such doubts should never be there when it comes to Krishna. Krishna, that is Krishna karma. And janma, Krishna can appear in any way by his internal potency. So that is the meaning of janma karma chame dibhyam. Dibbam means not within the jurisdiction of material nature's law. Krishna is beyond the laws of this nature. And to be a devotee means to understand that. That's why when Duryodhana and Arjun both went to get Krishna on their side, and when Krishna said that in one side my Jadu army and on the other side I am, but I won't touch any weapon, I won't fight. See, Duryodhana's understanding is simply material. Oh, army, so many people. And Krishna won't even touch a weapon. So what's the point in getting Krishna? Right? That is a non-devotee's outlook. But Arjuna's outlook, I don't want anything. Krishna, if you're there with me, I have everything. That is the difference between a devotee's outlook and a non-devotee's outlook. That if I have Krishna with me, I don't have to worry about anything. And what did Krishna do? Saved Arjuna so many times in the battle. And eventually, not only that, he killed everybody else. Okay, thank you very much. Well, last two questions then.
I have doubt that like Shankaracharya is known as the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is being one of the greatest among the Vaishnavas. But still why he had disciplined this impersonation?
Yeah, because Shankaracharya came to accomplish certain special mission. To establish, in simple words, to bewilder the demons. Right? So in order to bewilder the demons, Shankaracharya said something. Right? Now, what has been said to bewilder the demons, should it be followed? That is for the demons, to deal with the demons. Therefore, Shankaracharya himself said, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Murha Mate, you fools. Don't listen to what I said here. That's for some special. But the real business is Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda. Actually, we are really following Shankaracharya when we follow this instruction. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Murha Mate. Okay, so we are not disregarding Shankaracharya. We consider Prabhupada so many times mentioned Shankaracharya as our acharya.
This question from internet, Vinodini Radhika Mataji, Kolkata. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, my question is that when a devotee remains within the sphere of material duties and practices Krishna consciousness, at times some unfavorable situation come up. That may seem that as an obstacle in the spiritual progress. Should we also consider such situation as an opportunity to perform austerity, or is it just the result of our karmic reaction?
You can take it both way, Binodini. Like, you can consider the obstacle or the difficulty that is coming is due to our bad karma. It's a bad karma. But at the same time, try to make the best out of a bad bargain. Okay, use it in Krishna's service. Okay, Krishna put me into this difficulty so that I can become even more fixed up in my devotional service. Okay, Vinodini, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.